We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 993ESPN. It is a Friday. For many of you, it is a three-day weekend, including us. We'll be back on Tuesday, just letting you know. Anyway, we've got these football games we're going to watch on Sunday, but talk about them all day. Very excited about them. You can listen to them here on 99.3 ESPN as well. So that'll be great. Pete, you got an event tonight, too, that you're going to be out and about.
Yeah, absolutely do. I'll be at Foxborough Sports Tavern in Naples at this awesome Patriots pep rally. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to have, again, we're going to have another special guest that's going to be there. He'll be joining us shortly in a little bit. New England Clam Bake special as well. It's going to be rocking and jamming. I was there this past Sunday for the Charger game. It is such a unique experience for any football fan, but again, particularly if you're a fan of the Patriots, and there are a lot of them down here, lots and lots of them. That is the place to be. Tom Popoli, the owner, is a great guy. His right-hand man, Larry, just terrific people. They've done so much on their own Facebook page to promote this event and our show, you and I, Craig, you and me, and it's been great. So, Patriots pep rally tonight. I'll be there right after the show. I'll get down there around 6:30, and we'll just have a great time tonight. There'll be some giveaways and stuff as well down at the Foxborough Tavern in Naples.
Right, you need a Dolphin shirt to wear? I got an extra one.
Well, we can take that and burn it outside if you want.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's I understand why you hate a team that you can't beat in the month of December.
Classic. All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Big weekend. 239-337-3776. Tim in Naples. You're on with Scheman and Shepherd.
No, that is Tim.
That is Tim.
That is Tim.
Tim, what's up?
Hey, I can't believe you're taking some grief about, you know, from a Dolphins fan.
Well, it's all tongue-in-cheek because he is already in tank mode for the next 2.5 years, maybe more. He does not want them to get Kyler Murray. He was waiting for Tua. And he's waiting for the kid from Clemson. So, that's where it's come down to, Tim. You know, that's what it's come down to.
Well, they've been waiting since Don Shula left, so, you know, I don't see it changing anytime soon.
See, Tim, it's a slow play that I'm playing over here.
And in case you haven't recognized him, it is Tim Fox, one of my favorite Patriots of all time. Guy could hit like a truck. Played under Woody Hayes at Ohio State. Co-captain. You guys don't remember. I mean, Craig and I remember, but Archie Griffin, you played with him. I certainly remember you growing up playing for the Patriots. I hated the fact they traded you to the San Diego Chargers at the time, and you played with the Rams. And then at the end, before I moved down to Florida, you actually lived down the street from me for a little bit in Hull, Massachusetts. But you're down here in Southwest Florida now, Tim. It's great to talk to you again. How's everything going?
It's going great. I mean, it's nice. Obviously, nice to be down in this neck of the woods during the winter. I can tell you that. I've actually been coming down to Marco since when I was playing with the Patriots. Believe it or not, back in the late 70s, and
wow,
we've been coming down every year since then. And we've got a home down here, and so we spend most of the winter down here, and most of the tough weather up there. And I guess they're expecting nasty stuff for the. In Kansas City as well, but I can't say that I miss it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, nobody does.
I sure as hell.
Hey, you know, I do want to talk to you about the game and the Patriots and whatnot, but I'm also we spent a lot of time talking about Ohio State, your alma mater, on this show as well, and you play with Archie Griffin, a 2-time Heisman winner. Kind of for people that didn't get to see Archie play in college, kind of talk about him for a moment. Kind of compare him, or maybe not compare him, to the players that we see today that we ooh and ah over. I mean, for the guy to win it twice back then, well, I mean, it's still unheard of. It was just a great accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great run for our 4 years there, I will say.
Yeah, Tim, your phone's cutting out.
Yeah, we are, if you can hear me.
Yeah, there you go.
We're the only team to play in 4 straight Rose Bowls, and unfortunately, the national championship eluded us, but you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep, absolutely.
Okay,
yep.
The national championship eluded us. We lost that my senior year in the Rose Bowl after we lost UCLA after we'd already beaten them during the regular season by 21 points, which was a very devastating loss. But, you know, Archie was certainly a special player. You know, he was the most intuitive running back I think I've ever seen. He wasn't a big guy, but he just couldn't knock him down. You'd hit him, and he would just keep landing up on his feet. He did not have a great career in the NFL. He was drafted late in the first round by the Cincinnati Bengals. But Archie was not a great pass receiver, you know, and we didn't really need him to catch passes as a running back at the college level. But when you get to the NFL, and in particular with the offense that the Bengals were trying to run, having him not be a capable receiver coming out of the backfield really kind of worked against him. And again, he wasn't a big guy either, so he got banged up and had his fair share of injuries. So there's a lot of luck involved in just staying healthy in the NFL and trying to get a good career in there, because injuries certainly play a part in a lot of people's careers.
Tim, down here, since it's been almost 2 years I've been down here, I mean, there's tons of college football fans all over the place. This is a huge Ohio State market. I never would have thought that before I moved down here. Tons of Ohio State fans down here that call all the time. Very rational, by the way, which is surprising. But just real quick about what, before we get into the Patriots and the other games, what was it like playing for Woody Hayes, for those of you know who just want to know firsthand from someone who experienced it?
Well, he could not coach in today's climate. There's no question about that. I mean, he had his way, and everything was his way. I always tell people, they say, "What it was like?" And I say, "Well, he made the rest of my life easy," and because I've never had a coach as demanding as him since then. After getting out of college and then playing for four different head coaches in the NFL, certainly it's a different way of coaching in the NFL. But he was a tremendous, tremendous character builder, and I don't know that you see it that much in at the college ranks now. The focus is obviously on winning, and not that we didn't focus on winning, but we'd have these lectures every Monday after, we'd have Sunday off after a Saturday game, and then we'd come in on Monday, and that was kind of our facts of life day, and we would get lectures on all, just the facts of life, believe it or not. You really didn't want it, this 65, 70-year-old man telling us about the facts of life. But it was, we would kind of cringe a little bit, but we'd take it all in. But he was, truly a character builder. He wanted his players to graduate, took a real interest in their learning and making sure that they graduated from college. And that's certainly not a focus these days with the collegiate athletes, and in particular the ones that are heading to the NFL. Obviously now you can go in after your third year, I believe is the way it works. But back then you could not go to the NFL until after you played your 4 years, until after you graduated. Yeah. And Woody felt it was his responsibility. We were giving him our time and effort to play football for him, and it was his responsibility to make sure we got an education and we got a degree. And he really was not a big fan of the NFL. He didn't really encourage players to continue to play football after college. He wanted them to get a degree, from what he thought was the best university in the country, and utilize that degree for a great life. Because as we all know, football is a short-lived career, and you're going to spend most of your life not playing football, and you better prepare for it.
Tim Fox is with us, former Patriot, with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. All right, between your days at Ohio State and your days in the NFL, I want to know about the coldest game you ever played in. And unfortunately, it's not going to be as cold as we thought it was going to be this weekend against the Chiefs. But tell me the truth. Is it miserable, god-awful miserable, or once you start playing, you kind of don't notice anymore?
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. I didn't have too many cold weather games when I moved out to the West Coast for San Diego and L.A., but in the 6 years in New England, we had some cold ones, but, they do things on the sidelines to keep you warm when you're not moving around. And once you're on the field and, you got so many things to think about and you're running and playing hard, it isn't really that bad. I will say that, the new turf helps a lot. The old turf that we used to have at Schaefer Stadium, when it froze like that, it was just like playing on concrete. And it was so cold. That we used to put that was the thing that got the coldest was your feet. So we would literally put pepper in your shoes and red pepper flakes and things like that that would actually keep your feet warm while you're on the AstroTurf. But beyond that, you know, you come off the sidelines, you could wear some gloves, and now they've got gloves that, that you can catch better in than you can with your bare hands. So, you know, I don't know whether weather will be a real big factor this weekend for the Patriots. You know, I know that Mahomes is not a, you know, didn't play his collegiate games in a cold weather climate. So I'm hoping that, you know, Brady coming out of Michigan and obviously playing for the last 47 years or so that he's played it with the Patriots, you know, the weather doesn't seem to bother him too much. And I think, you know, that gives the Patriots a little bit of an advantage.
All right. You played with the Pats from 76 to 81, some good teams and some crappy teams. But you're with the Chargers from 82 to 84 under Don Coryell. How do you think, can you compare at the peak of those years, those great offensive teams, and you were a great defensive player, but compare like Patrick Mahomes, this Chiefs team, to some of your great San Diego Charger teams during those years.
Well, he does remind me a little bit of you know, their passing attack, you know, using the West Coast offense that that they employ. Reminded me a lot of my days, you know, with Air Coryell and Dan Fouts. However, Mahomes is such a tremendous athlete. I mean, you can't, you know, he throws the ball like Dan Fouts used to, but runs the ball like, you know, some of the best running backs in the league. So he scares me. I got to be honest with you. In this game, I love Tom Brady, and I think, you know, he's the greatest of all time, and obviously he's had such a good long run. And, but, I mean, when you compare just pure athletic ability, there's no comparison there. I mean, he can make things happen with his feet, with his arm. And, you know, last week watching him play, I mean, he had one throw in particular when he literally threw it sidearm between two guys that were rushing, put it right on the numbers of his receiver about 30 yards down the field, and it was a dead strike, you know, and it was just an incredible throw. And, I can't think of any other quarterbacks in the league that have that type of ability, and it's amazing to me that he's had the year he's had this year, because he people thought he was going to be good last year, but no one envisioned this level coming from him this year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody's expecting this championship game to come, you know, pretty much right down to the wire. It's going to be a little bit more warmer than people thought. And, you know, Tariq Hill is a beast. I worry about him actually more so coming in the slot with the end of rounds and everything else than you know, throwing bombs to him down the field. But I do think that the Patriots are going to come out like they did last week a lot, try to run the ball right down the Chiefs' throat, which they are not good at as a run defense. And then, you know, nowadays with all the running backs that they have catching the ball in the backfield, I do think the Patriots can pose some problems for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a shootout. There's no question about it. I mean, the first game was a shootout. It just came down to, you know, to who gets the opportunity to score the last touchdown or the last field goal. But the Patriots are used to doing that, you know, but they've done that for years. Tom Brady has done that for years. Bill Belichick is not a big risk taker, so he's not going to he's going to play it close to the vest, and he always has had confidence in his team to be able to be that team to make the last score and to win the game, at the end. And sometimes that's backfired on him. But, you know, I like Brady's experience at that. I think it's really going to come down to a coaching battle. I think it's going to come down to, because both teams are very talented. Patriots are as healthy as they've been all year long. There's not a single player listed on the injury report, which is a great thing. But I think it's going to come down to who has the best game plan. And, you know, the reality is Belichick has a very good record against, now I'm drawing a blank on
Andy
the other
Reed, yeah.
Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I think he's 5-1 or 6-1, something like that. And I think that's telling, you know, I think it's going to take something. The Patriots are going to have to do things differently on both offense and defense. I think in particular on defense to try to confuse Mahomes. And I think that they tend to have a little more imagination when it comes to changing things up than perhaps the Chiefs will be able to do. So, you know, I like the Patriots in the game, but I tell you, it can certainly go either way. It's going to come down to the team that plays the best. You know, they play the best, and the team that has the best plan. And hopefully the Patriots, the Patriots had a fantastic plan last week for the Chargers. I mean, they made them look silly. And the Chargers were a much better football team than what they looked like against the Patriots. But a lot of that had to do with what the Patriots did to them, both offensively and defensively, from a game plan perspective. And let's hope that they can come up with as good a plan this week as they did last.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much. But I got to tell you, I got to give you a special invite today. I'm going to be down at Foxborough Tavern right after the show for a special Patriots pep rally. And I want to invite you, if you're around, to come on by as well. I'm sure the place is going to be packed with Patriot fans. They'd love to see you. Can you make it?
You know, that sounds like a lot of fun, and that is a great place. You know, it's a great place to watch games. I've been there many times. I've never told anybody who I was, and they certainly aren't going to recognize me from 40 years ago. But yeah, it's a great time, and it's just down the road from me. So, what time are you supposed to be getting?
I'll be
in
there about 6:00. I'll be there right after the show. Probably be there about 6:30, 6:45 at the latest. So get there when you get there, and we'll meet and greet with the fans and have a great time. And there's a New England clam bake special dinner going on tonight. What's better than that? Yeah.
Oh, that's sounds like a lot of fun. I know the food is great there, and you're right. It just amazes me how many New England Patriot fans are down here in this area. I'm on Marco Island, and the place is just packed with Patriot fans. It's just Patriot fans and Ohio State fans. So it's a great place for me to go. Like I said, I love Foxborough. So, if they're doing a clam bake, I'm in.
All right, Tim. We'll see you in a little while. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Okay, sounds good. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, Timmy.
That's great. That is Tim Fox, former Patriot and Buckeye.
And
right, sounds like you got
Rams.
A party going tonight, man.
Oh, it's
going
to be great again. Big Patriots pep rally, New England clam bake special, 2-for-1 drinks. Yikes. And I'll be there. Tim Fox will be there. That's going to be a blast.
All right. Very good conversation, too. Let's squeeze in Pat, who's been patiently waiting on a cell phone, wants to talk a little football with us as well. Pat, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
What's up, Pat?
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to talk about the playoffs a little bit.
Yeah.
Real quick with the Saints and then a little more in depth with the New England game. I think it's going to be a great game. I think I give the Saints the nod because of experience and coaching, especially coaching experience. But the Rams are no joke. It should be a great game. But New England Patriots getting 3 points on the road. Bill Belichick getting 3 points. I'll take that all day, every day. As much money as I can bet.
All right, from your mouth to God's ears. We'll see.
Enjoy the games, Pat.
It should be a hell of a game. And, you wonder what the line would be if this game was in Foxborough. Probably Patriots by 5, maybe. I don't think it would be all that different.
And by the way, major winter storm there, right?
And the blizzard's hitting Foxborough this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That's going to be nasty.
Good.
Anybody around here trying to fly back, check with your airlines because you ain't going to get out.
All right. We'll continue talking about that. Oh, I got to reshare the Nick Saban story again. I see it on TV. It was hilarious earlier today, in case you missed it. That'll all be coming up in just a bit as well.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hit the post and everything.
I'm the Postmaster General. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Then you're not getting paid.
Oh, let's not make fun of Tim McGraw.
No, I'm not.
He's a legend.
No, I'm not getting fun of Tim McGraw. I'm saying Postmaster General. Yes, he is.
I have zero of his music in my collection.
No,
what a ridiculous statement that is.
What is it?
A ridiculous statement.
We don't have any Tim McGraw that you know. Tim McGraw.
I know Tim McGraw. I don't have any. I don't have a large country collection in my.
I don't know why. It's such a great genre.
I don't buy CDs. Nope.
Well, I mean, even on your phone,
even an MP3 or Wave
70s classic rock. That's what I'm into. That's it.
I
like Carrie Underwood.
I've expanded enough.
Someone that's 50 years old.
Oh, my neck hurts.
Are you all right? Did you just injure yourself in the studio before the three-day weekend?
No, I'm good.
That's not a good way to start.
Oh, no, he's going to push it, and then he's going to come in here on Tuesday wrapped up in bubble
wrap. He might not
wrap.
Come in on Tuesday. Because how about this?
Oh, I'm
how about
coming
the Patriots get lambasted? My neck hurts. Yeah. I can't come in on Tuesday.
Neck, AKA pride.
I will be here no matter what.
I see that happening.
I will be here no matter what.
All right. Hey, I have just for you two.
Unlike you two, I have looked at this game logically from all angles, not just gone with pure hate.
We picked the Patriots. I picked the Patriots.
I did not.
It's like you fake erased in the Seinfeld episode.
I don't care if it was a fake pick. It was a pick.
How about the Chiefs? Whoa.
I hate that that's their chant. Whoa. That's Florida State. The Atlanta Braves cannot take that. Kansas City Chiefs cannot take that. That is
fake
Florida State.
Fact. Fake chant.
I don't care.
You sound like you did in your colonoscopy last week. You know, that's what it sounded like before you went out.
Wow.
Terrible.
Saggy face stinks.
He's got anything
and
but a saggy
so
face,
does
though.
Does his coach, Bill Belichick.
Jaw.
Huh?
He's got a steel jaw.
It's softened. It's I'll tell you what has not softened. The little clef in his chin.
The chin butt?
Oh, my
gosh. I call
gosh.
It chin butt. Yeah, I think he said that enhanced.
You got to wipe that sometimes.
I think some surgery.
Paul
yeah.
Feinbaum, 3 minutes ago. Alabama's schedule is a joke next year. It's a complete
says
joke.
Every year.
To think they are going to get challenged in more than two games next year is just not realistic.
Yeah,
listen
I agree.
To this schedule.
Oh, I know the
real
non-conference
quick.
Is Duke.
August 31st, Duke. Yeah. Next week, New Mexico State. Yeah. September 14th, that's South Carolina. September, God, please, Muschamp, do something. September 21st, Southern Miss. 28th, the 28th, Ole Miss at home. October 12th, at Texas A&M. All right, maybe. October 19th, home against a revamped Tennessee team. October 26th, home against, this is three games home in a row. Tennessee, Arkansas, LSU. All right, LSU.
That happens.
November 16th, at Mississippi State. November 23rd. Western Carolina.
Hey, the Panthers.
Go Catamounts.
And then,
I knew it was a jungle cat.
November 30th at Auburn. Please, Gus, this is your every other year, so Auburn will be good next year.
Breaking in a new quarterback next
That's
year.
All right.
Do you see what he just did? We were bashing on the Patriots, and old saggy face, he's pivoted to bash
well,
Alabama.
Well, I pivoted because you wanted to talk about Alabama.
I did.
Because there's a missing.
So, Dan
missing,
Enos.
You know, there's
this is hilarious.
APB out.
Dan Enos, who left Alabama to go to Miami, apparently didn't tell Nick Saban he was leaving because Nick Saban accumulated a staff meeting with what remaining staff he has because all of his coaches fly away.
All four of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Butch and, Jones is still there, though, so that's a good thing.
Well, you know, he's desperate.
Got that going for us.
First thing Nick Saban said, he looks around the room and he says, where the blank is Dan? And had to be informed that not only had he left, his office had been cleaned out. He gone. He went to Miami. He didn't tell Nick.
I said earlier, I don't know why it's taken this long for the story to come out because it's hysterical, though.
It's hilarious.
As I said earlier,
hilarious.
What's next? Nick Saban going, where the blank is Jalen Hurts?
Was it a week ago today that we said Dan was at the hot spot in
Prime 112
with Jalen Hurts trying to recruit him to Miami.
It was a quarterback meeting. He was waiting for Dan and Jalen to show up. He went to Tua.
Okay.
What is going on?
So, but Dan was supposed to be there, right? We know Manny Diaz was.
He said GD Tua. Because I've seen him say that before.
How does Nick not know that, right? How does he not know, right? Because Manny Diaz was there. Dan Enos was at that meeting, right? He had to be.
I think so. I mean, I don't know for a fact. He's the OC, and you're
the OC. You got to be.
Yeah, you spurred. Take that meeting. Hey, so, Jalen, this is Miami. You want to come down and take a visit? Well, I'm not really. I'm kind of leaning towards Norman. And
steak you're going to get.
We got a 7:30
$80 steak waiting for you.
Res at Prime 112. You want to come? You know what? Yes, I'll take you up on that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Dan Enos is saying, well, he's not really saying, but he's saying, look, I would never leave. I have plenty of respect for Alabama and Nick. I would never leave an employer hanging like that. No ghosting going on here.
It's a strange offseason for Bama.
Ghosting.
Yeah. It's a strange statement by Dan Enos. It's not like he said, I walked up to Nick, handed in my 2 weeks resignation and said, see ya. That didn't happen.
2 weeks resurrection. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that would be kind of tough. Sorry, my bad.
That'd be great.
Oh, I have just for you two, I have an Avengers update. I know how much it excites both of you. So, Don Cheadle. I don't know if this was last night or not, but Don Cheadle's doing an interview on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon.
All right.
Apparently, he refuses to do press with co-star Mark Ruffalo, who plays...
The Hulk.
The Hulk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Well, according to Cheadle, he says Ruffalo's got a big mouth. And...
Really?
Well, he said that anytime he does press with him, that Ruffalo has a habit of giving away too much plot.
Oh, I've heard that. You're right.
Yes. And he doesn't want to be sitting with him
before.
When he does it.
I thought
it was like a personal vendetta.
No, that's what I thought, too. That's how this whole article was starting. But yeah, he says he runs his mouth a lot and talks too much. He says, why do I need this hassle?
You think Ed Norton regrets not staying on and doing that character?
No. Yes and no, because I feel like... It's a huge character, obviously, all the money that comes from it. But when you're at that level, like if...
Robert Downey Jr. did it. I mean, he's at that level.
It almost becomes you. Where Robert Downey Jr. almost is Tony Stark now.
Well, but he's done other things on the here and there.
But no, what's he know? But first thing you see now, Robert Downey Jr., you say, oh, yeah, Iron Man. That's the first thing. He's typecast now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. I feel your vibe.
ScarJo, I don't think, will ever be typecast as
because she has no skill other than riding a motorcycle.
First movie I ever saw her in was A Horse Whisperer, which is very underrated.
She whispers to a horse?
She was about 13.
Sounds like a chick flick.
No, you never saw that movie?
Horse Whisperer?
Yeah, no. it's a good movie. No. Robert Redford, yeah, it's a good movie.
Talk to horses?
It's about a young girl who gets killed on a horse. And somebody else gets the other daughter gets severely injured, and it's about.
Is she one of them got hurt?
Robert Redford has this way to communicate with horses over a period of time, and yada yada yada. Anyway, it's a good movie.
I remember the movie. I just chose not.
Doesn't sound like a very good movie. I'm sorry.
That you're forced to watch. By the way, watch a few Good Men.
I told you I attempted to watch it. It was $16. I couldn't rent it for like the 72 or 48 hour window or whatever it is.
Be like Yoda, Galkin to Luke.
Well, I'm glad you bring up Yoda.
Do not. There is no try.
Because Solo is new on Netflix.
Yeah, it has been. It's been out for about a week now.
Did you see it in the theater?
No.
I did.
Yeah.
I started it last night.
It's worth it.
I got through about the first hour and I was tired and I went to bed.
Yeah, watch.
But it's got me.
It's not bad, especially you're going to see some parts that are going to relate to the prequel, obviously. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I thought it... Well,
watch right to the end.
It wasn't the best.
No, but... It could have been good.
It was a good kill of 2 hours. I enjoyed it.
What I said? I said when I watched it in the theater, I said it could have been about 15, 20 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
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 See, I got through the first hour last night. It was good, and I was tapping out, so I had to go to bed, and... But I'll pick it up this weekend at some point.
The guy who plays Lando Calrissian is great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
wow, two people texting in, Horse Whisperer, underrated movie.
It's one of those where you watch that with your wife. It's not necessarily a chick flick, but you watch it with Sam, and I'll tell you, you'll like it.
It's got some feels?
Movie. Yes. Yes. I think you guys would like it. I think, Craig, you and your wife would like it, too.
Well, I'm a crier.
You'll cry in this.
See, I don't like that.
Well... I don't want to give it away. I'm just telling you, it's worth a look.
I don't like that I'm a crier, but I cry in movies.
Oh, I do all the time.
All the time.
Cartoon movies, too?
Yeah.
Anything.
Shrek or something?
Absolutely.
I don't know Shrek, but...
I don't care if the character's real or not. I get attached. When Mr. McGregor takes the hoe to Peter Rabbit's dad's head? Come on.
Yeah. Did they show that in the last movie?
Yeah, hit you right in the gut.
Did he show it in the cart? The one that came out this summer or something?
Right,
whatever.
Yeah. They don't show the actual, blunt force trauma to the rabbit's head, but they show a hoe getting whacked down, and then they fast forward to, Mrs. McGregor bringing out a pie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you just know.
The book is, when you read the book, it's, same thing, Bambi. Mother dies early. Dead.
Spoiler alert.
Dead. Forest fire.
I just tell myself, look, these are just actors. There's cameras around.
Oh, my gosh. 239 says, like an Armageddon cry. Oh, well, when he pushes AJ back in the capsule? Come on.
That's a great scene. There's a lot of people that hate that
movie.
He
rips the flag off of his suit? Come on now. You can't hate that scene in the movie.
And when as it's going, he's going up and he says, my son.
Yeah. Oh,
man. How do you not get it? I get choked up just thinking about it. That is a great scene.
Great. It's a good movie.
Like the two of you are soft.
Yeah. No.
So that's what I think.
I'm fine admitting that.
I have no problem showing my sensitive side. You're just a hardcore, pissed off Detroit Lion fan.
Call me the Pillsbury Doughboy.
You know what? You're going to cry? You're going to be crying at about 9 o'clock, 9:40 on Sunday night.
I told
when Patrick Mahomes is getting a standing ovation from his crowd in Arrowhead.
And I'll give him kudos if that's the case, and he gets kudos. I was watching
Top Gun the other night, and Goose goes.
Yeah, that's.
Come on.
I told you why they did that scene, too.
Why?
That scene was a tribute, actually, to one of the producers or one of the head stuntmen who lost his life in that because of that CRZ. He was in the service, something like that, whatever it was. He lost his life
that way.
That way, and that's what that was actually a tribute to him. Believe it or not, as crazy as that sounds,
it was the jet wash.
Yes.
Yeah, caused engine failure in both engines.
Yeah, because Iceman really was to blame for that.
Just get out of the way. Maverick has the shot.
That's it. Get out of the way. Now they're making the second one. I'm wondering if all of this is going to come back into play. I'm wondering, is Tom Cruise going to have get together with Goose's wife,
Meg Ryan? I hope not.
Who's not looking great these days? But
no, I hope not.
Yeah,
I mean that was a real love between her and Goose.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Or if he's married to Kelly McGillis, who also was not looking.
Well,
great
you
these
saw
days.
You didn't see Goose going and picking up chicks at the bar.
No.
Right. It was only Maverick.
Right.
Yep.
You know, Tom Cruise. He
goes, I'd be happy to have a woman talk dirty to me. This is a great line. another great horse whispering, must see Robert Redford. Great. Absolutely was.
Yep. Boy, that's
man, I might have to watch this.
It's down on the list.
You don't do what he does, Craig. I expect more out of you without a common point of reference. Although... Horse Whisperer is a good family movie. I wouldn't want to let my 5-year-old see it. Especially if you're riding horses at a young age, it's not a great opening couple scenes, but it gets you. I'm not going to give it away.
Oh, does Scarlett Johansson is she one of the girls that gets injured on a horse?
She's about 13 in the movie. She gets injured. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, all right.
It's like her first role I remember seeing her in.
I'm trying to remember the first role I saw ScarJo in.
Thank you, 239. There's a picture of Bill Belichick with a hat looking undercover.
Looking very suspicious.
Meanwhile, at the Chiefs practice facility, their new quote-unquote maintenance man is hard at work. It's Bill Belichick. Classic. Thank you, 239. That made me laugh.
Let me, real quick, will there be a quote-unquote Andy Reid brain fart on Sunday? Of some sort.
I'm expecting, I'm expecting a Patrick Mahomes slip up. A left-handed pass, a no-look pass.
But will we blame that on Andy Reid?
No, not if he's
only
improvising.
Only if it's a passing play with the lead
shovel
with
pass,
3 minutes to go.
It's going to be a Favre type of mess up in the playoffs, you know, where he tries to improvise a little too much, possibly. Yeah. But it may not.
All right.
But it should be a hell of a game.
Well, what you got coming up around the corner here?
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
All right, on this day in history, January 18th, 1958. Going way back. Willie O'Ree.
Yes, Boston Bruins.
Becomes the NHL's first black player. Jackie Robinson of hockey.
Bruins, by the way, had a black player before the Red Sox. Red Sox had Pumpsy Green in 1959. Fact.
O'Ree had no points in his debut, a 3-0 win over Montreal. At Montreal, he played 45 games for the Bruins, though his professional career did span 21 seasons. So going into MLK weekend, thought that'd be appropriate to mention here today.
Met him several times, a gentleman and a real ambassador of the game, believe it or not, and it's in the Hall of Fame, too.
Is he still
he's still around?
Still with us?
Yes, he is. Great, great man.
Speaking of MLK Day, we're taking the day off. Hopefully you get the day off as well, so we'll be back on Tuesday. All right. What you got, Pete?
Well, I've got a couple of things. Going to update the poll, which was who's winning on our Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN. Rams and Chiefs, Rams and Patriots, Saints and Chiefs, Saints and Patriots. Rams and Chiefs, 6%. Saints and Chiefs, 11%. Rams and Patriots, 18%. Saints and Patriots, 65%, almost 300 votes. So public thinks Saints and Patriots, 65%. Also want to remind everybody, join me along with Tim Fox tonight, former Patriot, San Diego Charger, and Ram, down at Foxborough Tavern. I'm leaving here right after the show. We'll be down there. Patriot, pep rally, New England Clam Bake, 2-for-1 drink specials. We are going to have a blast. And even if you're not a Patriot fan, come down anyway. Trust me, it's not all that bad. You're going to love it. It is incredible atmosphere, great service, great food.
Sounds great. And also, don't forget, you can check out, in Naples. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. I know Pete and I had a thing about the passing of the torch with the young quarterbacks to the older ones. We'll have another preview of Sunday's games on Facebook on Sunday, so check that out as well. Chris, what you got?
All right, I got Alec Paul. He's a Bachelor of Fine Arts Sculpture student at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. He said he was having some trouble catching some Z's on Monday night, so he wanted to go for a walk in a nearby park.
Yeah.
Said he started rolling snow. 9 hours later, Alec had built 84 snowmen.
84?
Who does that?
He said he couldn't sleep. That sounds to me like somebody took a little too much Adderall and needed a very tedious task to perform until the side effects wore off. So,
stronger than Adderall.
Anybody come to life?
84 snowmen. Happy he said he birthday. Quit after 9 hours because he was exhausted.
Yeah, I
Corn
think
cob
so.
Corn cob pipe? Button nose?
No, it looked like these were pretty...
Nobody came to life, huh? No happy birthdays? No magic hats?
No.
Nothing?
No hats, no. They were just, sticks and...
That's a lot of snow people. That's a big crowd. Wow. it's been a long time since I made a snowman, I gotta tell you. A long time.
And it hasn't been all that long since I shoveled. Now, a little over not quite 2 years, and I don't ever want to go through that ever again. And I won't.
A lot of hard times shoveling wet snow.
Not great snowmen, if you ask me.
Are they not symmetrical? Are they kind of just lumped together?
Yeah, they're just kind of like...
You got three sections? Or do you,
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've never seen snow before that I can't appreciate like a handmade snowman.
No, Chris, there are different types of snow.
Like, yeah, because imagine having the powder snow trying to make a snowman.
You can have a dry snow.
Yeah.
Or you can have a really wet snow. You need the really wet snow to make the snowman. Dry snow won't stick together. It'll just fall.
So you need the dry snow for a snow angel.
Yes.
And
yes.
Skiing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you get the wet snow, half and half, and you make the snowman, but then it freezes overnight and it becomes like an Iceman. Ice.
In Top Gun. By the way, I just watched the little video on Top Gun 2. Yes, that was a fake trailer. I watched a real... video of it, I guess.
Oh, you found a real one.
June 26th.
Sixth this year?
2020.
Oh, I was going to say. They
wait another 2 years.
They got allowed plenty of time for production. So it's not revealed yet, but there's drones that are involved. Kelly McGinnis will not be in this.
Yeah, she won't be.
McGillis.
Yeah.
She's missing out a big career.
Either that or they'll kill her off or whatever.
She won't be in it. Teller.
Meg Ryan will be in it?
Nope.
How about Tom Skerritt? Is he even alive?
About Val?
Yeah, Tom Skerritt's alive.
Yeah, Michael Ironside, who plays
Val Kilmer's in it, right?
No. Yes, Val Kilmer looks like he's the only one from the.
Although his health is not good.
Like, it's the first movie he's going to be in since throat cancer.
Yeah, he
last
had
year,
serious
I think.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I did not because
remember
realize
when, after a few years ago he blew up where he was a big guy.
Yeah.
The photo I saw, he lost an awful lot of weight. Going well, I mean,
was it right after Batman? The third
Batman
one?
Was
that was a long time ago.
Years
not really,
ago,
but he did a couple movies after that.
I loved him in The Doors as Jim Morrison. A lot of people don't, but okay. I did like it. I thought he nailed it. All
right. Wow, didn't know that.
We got Spain and Fitz coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah,
the lead story will be
previewing
the weekend.
It should be
the
football.
Weekend. Yeah. Alabama's lost coach. Roll call. No, Danny knows we're not. No, it'll be the two conference championships.
My Pistons sticking on your Heat tonight, right?
Yeah, sandwich bet.
I'm not feeling that confident.
Okay,
and then you and Pete, North Carolina, Miami tomorrow.
I've
got
I'm
Indiana,
not
Purdue
that.
Saturday.
Backwax.
Miami's got seven guys that can play. It's gonna be like Hoosiers. My team's on the floor.
You got
four,
Jimmy?
Four guys.
You always got a shot with Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy wasn't on. Jimmy's not there. I wish Jimmy Chitwood was there. No, I wish Jimmy Chitwood was there, but he's going to be there tonight.
For Chris and for Jimmy Chitwood and for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome. God bless America, everybody.